Welcome to the Busy Season Podcast, where we chat about life and help you put the pieces together with your host, Matt Bailey.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Busy Season Podcast. It's been quite some time since we've put up an episode, I know, but I wanted to welcome you all back to episode 6 of the Busy Season Podcast, and as always, we will start today off with a quote. Perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races, one after the other, by Walter Elliott. Thank you all for tuning in again. Today's topic is going to be perseverance. And I think this is a very applicable topic to this time of the year. Right now, if any of you are basketball fans, March Madness is going on. Not sure who you have in your bracket. Hopefully it's still going strong and hasn't been busted yet. But perseverance is something that I've been thinking about recently, and I think it definitely shows this time of the year because in this tournament, it's win or lose. And that's it. It's a single game elimination. And so in order to get through the adversity and the difficulty, you need to persevere. And the team that perseveres the best and weathers the best ultimately becomes a national champion in this tournament. And I think this is a prime example, and it's something that I've wanted to talk about because I feel like perseverance is something that isn't truly mentioned as much anymore, and that a lot of people could use some more of it in their life because of just challenges and difficulties that people face now in life. I feel like people give up too easily, and they need to not give up because a lot of people are on the verge of greatness and then they stop and they never become what they could have become. And I think a lot of people my age, and just as a reminder, I'm early 20s, mid-20s, I guess, right now. A lot of people my age were out of college, were in our first jobs, and you know, we're trying to figure out what we're doing with the rest of our life. And I think a lot of people get discouraged and they give up on certain things, you know. Some people just accept life the way that it is. And I think one thing, example, is student loans. A lot of people have taken student loans out from the federal government and you repay them back on a 10-year plan. You don't have to repay them back on a 10-year plan. That's just what they tell you to do. And some people get so stressed out by this and they just it just consumes their life sometimes. And I think what you need to do is just persevere. Pay what you can. If it takes you the 10 years, it takes you the 10 years. If you can pay more and get it done early. Knock it out. You know, you just have to persevere and weather the storm on these things. And same thing goes for buying a house. Some people say, oh, I'll never be able to afford to buy a house. I've got this and that. But if you truly wanted to, you would find a way, make a plan, and make it happen. And I think another thing people give up on too easily is their careers. A lot of people just settle for what they want to do, like what they end up doing the rest of their life. You know, they have these huge aspirations and dreams, and then they just let them dry up and they stop pursuing them. And not to say that they're wrong in not pursuing them. Some people realize due to physical limitations or whatnot that they can never do it. For instance, I'm 6 foot, and so if I wanted to dunk on a basketball hoop, I probably could if I worked at it hard enough. But if you're 4'5", chances are you're not dunking on a 10-foot rim. You know, that's one of those things that you have to be conscious about. But when it comes to most things in life, if you want it, you can get it. You just have to put your mind to it and persevere. And I think a lot of people have ways of saying how to persevere. Bobby Bones, one person that inspires me, has a saying, fight, grind, repeat. That's his perseverance. He would just fight for it, grind to get it. He would get what he wanted, and then he'd repeat the process for the next thing. Jocko Willink has a saying, get after it. That's his perseverance. You just do it and go. And I think a lot of people miss out on perseverance. They face some type of challenge or stop in the road, something halts their progress, and then they just chalk it up and say, okay, on to the next thing, and they don't stick it out. And in my life personally, one thing that was difficult for me and I had to persevere through was passing the CPA exam. I started studying for the CPA exam in May of 2017, and just passed it now in it was February of 2019 when I passed. So about 18 months is how long it took me. It took me 11 different tests, and so there's 4 sections of the CPA exam, and between all 4 sections I had to take I believe 2 of them 4 times each. One of them once and one of them 3 times, or maybe I took 2 of them 3 times each and one of them 4 times. Regardless, it took me 11 separate times to pass this test. And each test costs money to take. So it's not like it was just like, okay, keep doing it. I probably spent in total like close to $2,000 trying to do this. And that hurt every time I looked at the results and found out that I didn't pass. But ultimately I did. And it was a great feeling when I found out that I passed. I was super excited. And I think that's one of those things that, especially coming from in the accounting field, a lot of people give up on the CPA. They find excuses. They say, oh, I'm married now. Oh, I've got kids now. Oh, I'm too busy because I've been at work too long. I was working a full-time job, 40 plus hours a week, sometimes more than that, studying. I was doing my master's program all last year as well, and still found a way to do it. It's definitely possible. You just got to make it a priority. That's the biggest thing. If you want something bad enough, you can find a way to do it. Just make it a priority. And I think that's what people fail to realize, is that you can do anything that you want to do in this life. If you work hard enough for it and put your mind to it and you make it a priority, it'll get done. Now, granted, you can't have 7,000 priorities going on at once, because obviously something's got to give. But what you can do is you can refocus your life for that time being until you reach that goal, and then turn it back to those other priorities that you have. You know, make a goal sheet, make a list of things that you want to do, and go at it. My next big thing that I want to do is I want to, this is speaking from a like career standpoint, not a personal standpoint, career standpoint wise, I'm interested in getting my real estate license. So that way I can start learning more about that. And there's no career inclination in me becoming a real estate agent right now, but it's something personally or professionally also that I want to do, so that way I can use it and learn more about the real estate market, potentially start investing in it myself. And so that's another test that I'm going to have to take. And so, you know, I have that in mind as the end all goal, but I need to go through and research and make small steps on, okay, I need to first find a study program. I need to research the test, figure out how long I have to study for it, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you do that with your dream or your goal, write that as your final step, but then backtrack from there. Say, okay, what's the step before that? And what's the step before that? And make those steps, and then make two sub-steps for every one of those. And if you do that, you'll have a clear-cut path to where you need to get. And like the quote said at the beginning of this episode, it's not one long race. It's many continual small races, one after another after another. It's those small little things that we do every day that get you there. You know, you're not just going to wake up one day and be a millionaire. It's little daily disciplines that you have, and that perseverance of doing it every single day, no matter how tedious or daunting it may seem to do it. You got to do it. That's just how these work. You know, people don't just come up with these great companies like Apple and Amazon overnight. They build them over years and years and years, and they work at them and they grind, and they finally get a breakthrough, and then they keep doing it after that. They don't stop, because if they stopped, they'd be done. There'd be nothing left. Their companies would be closed up and they'd be out of business. So you constantly have to keep moving forward. You can't get content with life when it comes to these things, because when you get content, there's 10 other people behind you that are rolling at the same pace as you. They're going to fly right by you. Now, I'm not saying it's okay to just work your whole life and do that. You definitely need to do it in moderation, you know, make time for family and friends and have some fun with life. But if you've got a goal, you got to make your goal one of your top priorities. And you just got to chase it like it's nobody's business until it's done. And I think this goes for a lot of things, whether it's sports, careers, you know, personal finance, anything like that. Or if you're just looking for, you know, something as simple as like, I want to be able to, you know, run a mile in X amount of time. You got to make that a goal and just go for it. And it's one of those things that not everybody can do it, you know, and if everybody could do these things and just set their mind to it, everybody'd be a Mark Cuban or a Bill Gates or something, but that's not how the world works. People let life get in the way. They let challenges and difficulties interfere with their goals and dreams. And, you know, sometimes you have to set those goals and dreams down to focus on another thing. You know, sometimes people have kids, and I'm not saying that your kids can't be a priority. They definitely should be a priority in your life. But yeah, you might have to put down a goal or priority of yours for a little bit to take care of them and raise them. That doesn't mean you can't go back to it in a year, year and a half, once they're a little bit older and they can go to a daycare or something like that, or they're a little more self-sufficient. you know? And if you really want it, some people, they'll stay up almost all night going after their goals. A lot of people talk about, you know, you've got 18 hours in the day, six of them are for sleep. What are you doing with your other 18? You know, you're at work for eight most of the time. That still leaves, you know, a decent chunk of time left in the day to do whatever you want, whether that's exercise, working on a business or a side hustle, investing in stocks, bonds, real estate, spending time with your family and kids, helping your kids out at soccer practice. The options are limitless when it comes to how you spend your time. And I think that's one of the biggest things with perseverance, is that you need to persevere and make sure that you're setting that time aside every day for your goal and your dream. Because if you don't set that time aside, life will pass you by, and it will pass you by quick. And life just goes by so quickly. And I know if anybody's older than me out there, you're probably going to be like, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's 25. But you talk to anybody, and you kind of just get in these, I wouldn't call them ruts, I'd say routines more in life, where, you know, you get comfortable. And then the next thing you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years passes by, and you're like, man, where'd the time go? Like, just the other day, I was 30 years old, 25 years old, whatever. That's why you gotta constantly keep bettering yourself. You always need to be thirsting for knowledge, learning more. You know, YouTube, as much as a distraction it can be, is a huge learning opportunity for so many people. Never in our lifetime have we had a resource like YouTube. If used properly, it can benefit so much to certain people on a multitude of subjects. If you want to learn anything about any type of car, go to YouTube. If you want to learn anything about a product, a review, something like that that you're trying to buy, go to YouTube. You know, the options are just limitless. There's so much content out there, and there are so many people who have such diversified interests. It is such a great place to go looking for all that stuff. You would be surprised at what you can find on YouTube. There's so many little niche topics that people are so passionate about that they will just go in depth and explain to you how to do certain things and give you this knowledge. And even if you're not looking for anything, just maybe go browse on YouTube for 10 minutes. Set yourself a timer and see if you can find something that makes you passionate, or something that you are passionate about, I should say. It's crazy what you can find on there. But getting back to perseverance, I think perseverance can help people in such a large way. It's one of those virtues and values that I think is forgotten. And it can be, perseverance can be something very simple. It can be going to the gym daily. That can be perseverance. Or making sure that you don't eat that sweet at lunch. And yes, I'd say perseverance and discipline do go hand in hand, because do you need the discipline to persevere? Yes. And do you need the perseverance to be disciplined? Absolutely. They're kind of mutually exclusive. They're not mutually exclusive, I would say. You definitely need one to have the other. Without either of them, neither of them can survive. And I think that is one of those things that it takes time to work at both of them. And perseverance especially, it's not something that can just be taught in a day. It's got to be small little daily things that you do over and over and over again to persevere. And you need to have the discipline built up behind that. And a lot of people, I think, make the argument of time. They make the argument of why there's no point in all of that. And not everybody can be disciplined as some, and not everybody can have the perseverance that others have, and that's just life. You just got to find those people that are like-minded like you and hang around them. They say that you become like the five most people you hang around the most. So surround yourself with people with the same values and virtues as yourself. If you go to a gym and there's people that are there every time, the same time as you every day, maybe introduce yourself to one of them. For all you know, they could have similar interests to you, or even if they don't, you both have the gym part in common, so maybe you can help each other with other things along the way. There's so many ways to get out there and network with people and meet people of your similar interests. If there's something that you become passionate about, go online, look up to see if they have any meetups or any conferences or shows around, depending on what it is that you're interested in. And just go. Most of the time, if you're within 2 hours of any major city, there'll be some type of meetup or convention or expo that you can go to and meet people with similar interests to yourself. And when you do that and you make those connections, those people can definitely help you along the path of perseverance when it comes to those dreams and goals. So I wanted to thank you guys again for tuning in. We're going to try and get back on a regular upload schedule here. I know it's been quite some time, but that is all that I have for tonight. Until next time, this has been Matt Bailey with the Busy Season Podcast.